The Baltimore County Council is expected to vote tonight on whether it will sue Monsanto Company for contaminating the county's environment with PCBs. WYPR's Baltimore County reporter John Lee is in the studio now to share the details. And first, John, just how extensive is PCB contamination in the county?
Yeah, Nathan, according to the Maryland Department of the Environment, multiple rivers and streams in the county have PCBs in them. And I'll share a few with you: Gwynn Falls, Jones Falls, Lake Roland, Middle River, Back River, Bird River, Gunpowder River, Bear Creek, and Seneca Creek.
You mentioned the Gunpowder River. Are we talking about the part that's the Gunpowder Falls and thus part of the Baltimore City and County drinking water supply, or just the lower part?
No, they did say at the meeting last week that the water supply is not affected by this.
So tell us about PCBs.
Well, PCBs were used in all kinds of things like plastics and paint, adhesives, fluorescent lighting. They've been banned since the 70s, but they hang around in the sediment, and according to the Environmental Protection Agency, can cause all kinds of health problems, including cancer, skin and eye conditions, immune system suppression, and decreased birth weight. At a hearing last week, council member Kathy Bevins, who represents portions of eastern Baltimore County, was clearly stunned when she heard about the widespread contamination, particularly when she was told that fish and shellfish contaminated with PCBs pose a health risk to people who eat them.
I've never been notified to notify my constituency about now consuming fish or crabs from the waterways that we represent and live on, ever.
Now, the Maryland Department of the Environment has an interactive map that details what waterways are contaminated and which fish you can safely eat or not from those rivers and creeks. And we have a link to that map at WYPR.org.
And on that map, as you mentioned, lots of waterways snaking through lots of the county. Mm-hmm. So the cleanup would have to be very extensive. Is that why the county is considering suing Monsanto?
Oh, sure, that's right. County Administrative Officer Stacy Rogers told the council the cleanup is going to be costly, although she did not put a dollar figure on it. And other localities, including Baltimore City, are suing Monsanto, so Rogers says they want to get in line for any financial award that may be coming in the future. Attorney Viola Vetter is with the law firm of Grant and Eisenhofer, one of three firms that would sue Monsanto and two corporate affiliates on behalf of the county if the council greenlights it tonight. And she told the council that Monsanto for years knew about the dangers of PCBs back when it was using them and did nothing about it. And Vetter says they can be cleaned up and Monsanto should have to help pay for that.
These sorts of lawsuits are aimed at holding the ultimate responsible party responsible, the manufacturer of these chemicals responsible.
And counsel was told the three law firms have expertise in this type of litigation and are, in fact, representing Baltimore City in its suit against Monsanto. And this is one of those deals, Nathan, where the suit won't cost the county anything, but if there's an award, the law firms will get a slice of it.
Has Monsanto given any indications about how it would respond to a lawsuit from the county?
Yeah, not really. Monsanto was acquired by Bayer last year, and I did get an emailed statement from Bayer spokesman Chris Loader. He said they have no knowledge of what Baltimore County may be considering. And his statement went on to say that Monsanto voluntarily stopped producing PCBs more than 40 years ago. And he added that remediation is a complex issue that's best dealt with by regulatory agencies since they have the ability to consider the competing issues at stake.
Should a lawsuit go forward, WYPR's John Lee will be back to let us know more. John, thanks so much for filling us in on this.
Thank you, Nathan.